and welcome to
the
49th episode of the TV cast. That was from the Clone Wars movie.
Yes.
Kevin rolls his eyes. Anyway, I'm Wayne.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kevin.
Yeah.
And I also want to pick up a fingernail so I can chew it right now.
Yeah,
do you not have
any? I think I used it a lot today.
That's all right.
I think I got one.
We really haven't done a podcast in a while. It's been actually more than a month now.
So we haven't reviewed Clone Wars yet?
Nope.
I thought we did.
Nope.
We reviewed Indy.
Oh.
That's what we're gonna do today.
Okay.
Yeah. First, we're gonna talk about, you know, all the other stuff first. So, let's talk about stuff that doesn't have to do with us. First off, you mentioned Indy 4. It's going to be out on DVD October 14th on DVD and Blu-ray disc.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And they had a list of, like, bonus features and stuff, so it looks pretty good as far as bonus features go. So, yeah. There's also some other DVD releases that have been announced, but there's, like, quite a few, so
Iron Man, it's cool. Yeah. A bunch of people. Oh, I just realized I remembered. Wall-E's coming out in December. That reminded me that a bunch of people at school were talking about, like, what's the greatest movie ever made? Well, it's like every time they ask that, Wall-E's always the answer. Either Wall-E or that. Death Race.
So, oh, yeah. Death Race. That looks like a horrible movie.
I think it looks good.
It's got Welcome to the Jungle in the trailer, so makes it good.
Yeah. A movie that I will not be going to see. Anytime soon. Okay. Alright.
Barack Obama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had the speech thing. Go Brock. Anyway.
And John McCain picked it.
Oh, yeah, that lady that no one's ever heard of.
And he never even heard of her. He met her once and picked her.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama's way better.
Yes.
He picked an old white dude that's like, damn.
So, anyway, for James Bond, we have the new movie coming out this November. It got pushed back, though. It was going to be November 7th, but then they pushed it back to, I think, November 14th. Closer to Thanksgiving. That reason, they said, was because the upcoming Harry Potter number 6 movie got delayed until next year. And so, since, I guess the reason they were having it earlier was so it wouldn't have to compete with Harry Potter, because Harry Potter would win. So, now
James Bond would win.
I know, but
Harry Potter would win.
It would.
He's doing better.
Yeah. And so,
all the James Bond, if you count up the money that all the James Bond movies made and the Harry Potter movies made, Harry Potter did a little more. Harry Potter's first and James Bond's second, I think.
Yeah. But not in my liking. So, then, I guess they're pushing it back closer to Thanksgiving.
Harry Potter is about this exciting.
When more people are going to go see it, and they're hoping it'll get a long run through Christmas and
Iron Man lasted forever.
Yeah, so that's the reason why they pushed it back. It kind of sucks, but
we saw The Rock, and I heard that only got $1 million on its opening weekend.
Yeah, that movie doesn't.
It was really, really good.
I didn't think it looked good either, but I actually.
It was really, really funny. Like, you have to see it. I'd go see it with you. You want to see it again? If I want to see it again.
Mm.
Seriously, then.
Maybe not. It's not a theater movie for me. Not good enough to go see it in the theater.
You haven't seen it, though.
I don't think so.
It's like Lord of the Rings theater movie. You gotta see it on
TV. It's not a go see it again movie,
though. It's me. I'd see it again.
So now, they have this James Bond game coming out. I actually forget when. But it's based on the movie coming out, as well as the previous Casino Royale movie, and it's gonna have Daniel Craig's voice, and it's, I think, gonna be a mix of third person and first person.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Is it made by the same people as the last games?
I don't know.
If it is, then it's good. Because they were fun.
Yeah, they were fun, but I'm actually... I think it might be it by different people, but I hope it's less... I hope they do a good job on it,
like,
let me just say.
Are you going to talk about this thing?
Maybe. It's not major news.
Not very hard to... Not easy to explain.
Yeah, especially...
Basically, we can watch things on TV if you're doing it on the computer.
Yeah.
Because the...
Alright, so we're done with that.
Force Unleashed demo.
Oh, yeah. The Force Unleashed demo came out. That game's coming out on September 16th. That looks very, very fun. So, I will be getting that on opening day.
We'll probably get it. Because it's coming out, like, after our birthday. It's not very easy to get things after your birthday.
So, yeah.
So, might have to...
Unless you ask for a pre-order for your birthday. That's a thought.
That is a thought.
Okay. Alright, so now we have some Bungie news. Pictures.
Oh, Halo 4 rumors, did you hear it?
Yes, there's pictures, first of all, of Purple Rain that came up, and
it's
as Kyle
assembly,
just... Yeah, as Kyle just showed me
videos
as well from the Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle.
Hex.
So it looks pretty cool. I like
you noticed that one right there is the drawing, kind of.
See, it's that thing in the stairs.
Yeah, kind of like that.
The pen drawing, the thing in the background.
So it looks very cool. As I was saying to you guys yesterday, I hope they pack it with a map pack. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, they still haven't decided on when that's going to be coming out.
Oh, have you heard about the Star Wars, like, Clone Wars game, like, lightsaber game for the Wii?
Mm-hmm.
Too bad it's for the Wii, but it does look kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't have a Wii, so I won't be getting it. It's coming out for the DS also, but who
Maybe
wants to play it on the DS?
Maybe you can get a Wii.
No. I wouldn't play it enough. It wouldn't be worth it.
You can give it to us.
So, now we have this other thing. I think this...
Hey, Lane, 50%.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. Yeah. Alright, so I think this is might be what you guys are talking about, or something like it. There's rumors from,
Mythic Map Pack.
Yeah. Yeah, there's rumors from the Penny Arcade Expo, like we said, that's going on as we record this, an expansion pack for Halo with, I don't know what it would have in it.
I think that, my guess is that was made just for the Penny Arcade Expo, because notice there's no campaign.
Yes, unless it's like a whole separate disc.
But it does say it's 1.2, so it already has the auto update.
Yes,
okay, so, one thing. Say Halo 4, about that.
Uh-huh.
Is it there are rumors, and then some guy selling a voice cameo on eBay for Halo 4, but it was for in 2007.
Oh yeah, I think that was maybe fake or something like
Probably.
That. But anyway, this
it was
is
one of the top searches on Yahoo today. If you look on Yahoo, Halo 4 rumors.
So
right there under Angelina Jolie, of course. Was at first. Robert Anthony.
So yes, that's very cool if it's actually real.
Yes, very cool.
It'd be cool if
I agree.
It is.
It's coolness.
Go to fireball.com/D/BO5GFG.
Okay, so I think that's all the non-us stuff that we have for now.
That doesn't work on
some. It works on my.
It just it's
works
just
on
if
the
you
Mac.
If you like refresh it.
It works on the Mac.
0 weeks
hey, Kyle.
Days,
Kyle, Macs
plus.
Are better. Did you notice that?
I don't know.
They copied Windows.
I don't think so.
They did copy Windows. Microsoft made the first computer, I think. So, no, the Army made the first computer, and invented the internet.
You can't.
And then Microsoft made it from there.
You can't beat Macintosh's style.
Yeah, they can.
They have you taken a look at Vista?
I have Vista.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Thing, but they copied the Macintoshes with their whole style friendly user interface.
Mac stole from Microsoft. They stole words from them. They use it says
Microsoft actually puts out a Microsoft word for Macintosh, so they didn't steal it.
Yes, they did.
No.
Well, they came up and said, "Hey Mac, we love you. We're gonna make something
okay,
for you."
Also,
LOL. One other thing I was gonna say about that. You made me forget. One interesting point you made. Oh, Microsoft, Halo 3. You don't see Halo 3 for the Mac, do you?
It was going to come out on the Mac originally before Microsoft bought out Bungie.
Yeah, Mac couldn't get to him first.
And I have.
Also, things
I have
down
Halo
the
1
on
the Mac, so they're still selling Halo for
like,
Mac.
Halo maps? For Halo Custom Edition, download a lot faster on Vista than any other. They don't even make Custom Edition for the Mac.
I know, that's so. Because PCs are better at editing stuff like maps and stuff.
Because you have a mouse.
If you want to make movies and podcasts
Halo Wars
and stuff, it's on my Mac.
The guys who are making Halo Wars make games for the Mac, but they're only making Halo Wars for Xbox 360.
That's because it's Microsoft and they own Halo stuff.
Oh, Halo 3 is going to come out on Windows.
That's kind of a given, since the first one and then the second one came out. For the computer.
Yeah, but it's confirmed. It is. Not Mac.
I believe it.
Windows Vista.
That's because, again, it's Microsoft. Microsoft, like, owns
Halo rights.
Well,
it's
kind
of too late for all of us, because we already have a 360 and Halo 3, so we don't need to get it.
Yeah, why didn't you get a PS3 then?
Because it doesn't have Halo 3. And that's Sony.
Xbox.
Sony sucks.
And
Sony
is partnered with Mac. What if I told you John McCain uses a Mac?
He doesn't use computers. He's computer illiterate. Because he's old. Actually, then he'd probably use a Mac because it's more simpler.
Easier to understand than... Yeah.
Right.
I understand. What?
Never mind.
Yeah, let's move away from the whole rant thing.
Macs freeze way too much. Vista didn't freeze at all.
One thing that the Macs do have is that when a program does freeze up, they have this nifty little thing right here called force quit, and then you can just click it and it's done. It doesn't lock up your whole computer.
It happened to me twice where it completely froze and I couldn't even move the mouse.
Then that sucks
because
for you.
Macs don't like you because you don't like Macs. I'm not working for this guy.
Yeah, that's true, Kevin.
So stop using the Mac if you're such a PC person. Every time I see you in the Mac, I'm going to say, cuz it up.
I don't use the Mac anymore.
Well.
This is awesome.
Okay. So, now, for us stuff. I'm just going to mention a couple of things that...
Here's nothing. So, Mac copied Microsoft.
No one cares anymore.
Wait, listen.
Oh, shut up.
Don't care. If you like Mac, then you like when people copy things. Rock Band copied Guitar Hero. Which one do you have?
So?
I think that's kind of a lame comeback.
I used it on Kevin Runs. He had no response.
So? Anyway.
Can't think about it.
Us news.
The thing is, when even if Macs do copy Microsoft or something, I'm not saying that I'm not, because I'm not sure if there's like any like proof out. But if they do, what do you think? How should you respond when the person who copied you does better? Like
they don't do
better. No,
Microsoft makes more money.
I know they make more money, but actually makes a more solid interface.
How do you know? Mac break easier.
God,
iPod scratches too much.
That's because Zunes are gay.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, would you rather have an iPod or a Zune?
I don't know how to use a Zune.
Exactly. An iPod? They're from Apple.
Meh. Oh, it has this. Microsoft makes things for Apple, right? Like Word and everything.
Oh, Microsoft,
Apple can't do it right.
Microsoft copied Apple to make the Zune. There you go.
No, everybody's making an MP3. It's like, everybody's making
iPod caught. iPod started the craze.
They were the original.
So
actually, Walkman did. it was Walkman, and then iPod copied the Walkman.
But Apple was the first one
to
actually
CD
do it. Yeah.
Without having CDs and tapes. Okay, done. No more talking.
All right.
You wouldn't have this without Microsoft thing.
I'm not saying that Microsoft is horrible. I'm just saying that Macs are better than Windows. PCs. As far as what we do, we make movies and podcasts and stuff.
Anyway,
yeah,
we make movies with this.
We edit movies with this.
Anyway, we made a bunch of new movies.
Yes.
For this podcast.
Maybe we should just tell it.
More than 1920. OGX, OGX bonus crap, take the awesome trailer, to take the awesome, take the awesome bonus crap. It was Dance TV 2, Print Co., Force of News, Disco Inferno, and we filmed a video that then decided not to put it yet.
And we also did Marlin 21.
Yes, I believe that by the time I put this podcast out, Marlin 21 will be out already. That's kind of my intent with this. So, yeah. I think Marlin 21 will be out by now. Because if you're listening to this and can't tell already, we're kind of putting everything out on September 4th.
Yeah. So, which, by the way, is a Thursday. So,
reason being is that is the first anniversary of Marlin the Elite. I'd say it's the second most celebrated day in Thomas Productions.
Next to February 14th.
Yeah. Which is Valentine's Day, which also has to kind of be the unofficial
Thomas Productions
anniversary. Because that's when our kind of like
first movie
kind of main movie came out.
It was the first movie that we used Thomas Productions.
Yeah, some interesting news for you guys is that we made episode 21 a couple of weeks ago. We were all planned.
And then keeps putting stupid Lemon Man on a monkey's picture, Jeff. Why did you do that again? Why couldn't you have just done something else?
Would you have said that if I hadn't put that little quote on there? That's it.
I would have done that anyway, yeah.
Well, I explained it to you. I didn't want to have it, you know, spoiled too early for anyone, but now the pictures are going to get more juicy, and by the time that people are listening to this, they will have their dear episode 21.
I think you should show Big Bertha.
No.
Hey, Big Bertha? You have to put a picture of my character in it, though.
Yeah, there is a picture of your character, don't worry.
Can you show us the pictures already?
Yeah.
Can you show us?
No.
Lady?
It'd be a surprise for you when you see the vibe.
I have to wait, too.
Yes?
I've already seen it, come on.
We'll see. Anyway, if you haven't seen it already, watch Marlin the Elite episode number 21.
Season 2 just finished 20. Up.
21 isn't out yet.
Season 2.
Oh, yeah, I guess you really.
Yeah.
Season 2 is very, very good.
Yeah. Season 3, though, might be as good or even better.
Especially since my new permanent character will probably be introduced in 22, the second episode of season 3.
That's only a possibility, it's not for sure.
But probably.
Probably. So, since this podcast is like coming out on, September 4th, that means that you will have seen our new logo, our stylish logo, with our kind of brand new site, with a brand new blog, with a brand new forum for you to, like, chat on, talk about Marlin D. Lead and all that stuff.
And And Lemon Man still takes emails.
Yeah. And then now you have this nice educational program to listen to. And then we also have new t-shirts with our brand new original logo on it for you to purchase.
I haven't seen those yet.
You shall.
That's because they're not on the internet yet.
You have nothing to show me.
But at the time of this recording, they're not. Or maybe they are.
Okay.
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But now they are.
I like Dr. Pepper. Do you like Dr. Pepper?
I like Dr. Pepper, although every time I have one, it always seems too watery.
Elaine, are you a Coke person or a Pepsi person?
I think more of a Coke person.
We'll go Coke.
Although, Pepsi is good.
Dr. Pepper is not watery, and you probably only think that because it's a soda, which is made with water.
All sodas are made with water, Kyle.
I know.
I don't think Cokes are watery.
Coke?
Unless they're flat.
You know, Pepsi tastes like Diet Coke. And Diet Coke does not taste anything like Coke. They say it does, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, back to our stuff. Yeah. I think that's about it. I might as well just mention that we've been putting some of our movies on, of course, I forgot how to pronounce this last time, so I'll have Kyle pronounce it.
Vimeo?
Yeah, Vimeo.
It's video with an M.
Vimeo. So we've been putting some of our movies on there, just to kind of gradually spread the word. As well as Machinima.com, which, speaking of that, I submitted Halo 3 Dance TV 2 to them, like, a couple days before it came out on YouTube, and for some reason they haven't, like, put it up yet. It says that they've accepted it, but it's not live. So, I'm kind of starting to get...
It's cool how they watch all your videos.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they accept it, then they think it's cool.
Not necessarily.
They accept
Machinima's
if it's... Festival only accepts only the best movies of all time. Which, by the way, we could totally...
To quote Kip from Napoleon Dynamite, I'm kind of too old right now. So...
Didn't he say P.O.'d?
P.O.'d. No, P.O.'d. T.O.'d. One of those things. A little upset at Machinima.com, especially since our videos don't get much business there.
Machiminizers.com.
If someone at Machinima.com happened to be listening to this glorious podcast, and they would be so kind to hit us up with an email, that would be awesome.
Even if it says, you suck, just gotta get an email from you guys. But it has to say... We would like to put your Marlon Dee videos on our YouTube channel.
Yes! By the way, you suck. Or if you tell us that we suck, give us some
reason?
Constructive criticism.
Like no one does.
And if you don't...
That's why they won't send us negative stuff now.
And if you don't give us constructive criticism, you won't be seeing any of our videos anymore on your site. Well, it gets, no. Like, 60
If they
views,
wanted to, like,
every video
put their videos on, if they, like, said, saw our videos, like, hey, we like your videos, we want to put them on our YouTube channel, then I'd be like,
alright. I've always wanted that.
Yeah.
I wonder why they stopped Inside Halo.
Because they ran out of news.
What about the new maps? They haven't even done anything for Cold Storage.
It's because they decided to quit.
There's some big news right there.
Okay. So I think that's pretty much all the stuff that we've been doing. Oh, maybe we should just talk super briefly about Atreus. We've done some more filming since our last podcast as well.
We have a little bit
more of editing, and we have a trailer complete, which we will release at some point.
More like a teaser.
I don't know, I'm thinking that that might be the actual trailer, and then I might make another teaser, or vice versa. Anyway, we have...
It's gotta be the teaser.
Anyway,
it's gotta be the teaser, because the other one has clips in it. Real, from, like, footage from more than one episode.
Maybe.
And we have more than... Well, we haven't actually finished an episode, but we have parts of, like...
The second episode done as well.
Have you edited episode 2 at all?
No!
Have you captured episode 2 at all?
No! That one scene that we did film, which was, you know, really complicated, and Kevin was getting a little TO'd.
I was...
that's a complicated scene, and it's going to have to be done.
It's not complicated as in confusing. You won't get it. It was complicated because it was hard to pull off, and it took some
with
trash,
just
but
three
it's
people.
But it's going to be worth it to watch.
Yeah, technically four because Brody.
Well, Digital Fear does everything by himself.
Yeah.
So.
And his friend.
If he can do it, it's
looking good. One of us. So that's going to take some artful editing. It's going to take some time to get together where it's really cool. And I just haven't felt like tackling that just yet.
When you're ever super bored, just say, okay, I'm gonna do it now. And you better do it before Assembly comes out. Otherwise, you're never gonna get it done, because you'll be playing on that.
Okay, I think I'll try and do that.
Okay.
And...
Sticky net?
Maybe. And then... Also, I haven't shown this to you yet, but I've been typing up little bits of script stuff for the...
Ideas or just script?
No, it's literally, I can pop it up for you right now. Sorry, internet folk!
You can't see it, and we're not gonna read it to you.
It's like, literally, an actual script.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you put it in that Fountain previous?
Well, that's how it is.
Script
by default.
Well, that's fun!
So, those... Yeah. The script that I've been writing...
Ew, Obi-Wan, kill him over here, gimme.
The script... The part of the script that I was working on...
Wait, look, it looks like that guy from 300, if it were black hair. The way the beard is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the part of the script that I was working on is for an episode sometime about, like, three quarters of the way probably through the series. And I'm not sure if I've said this before, but I think I'm going to say it now, that the series will have a limited run. It's not going to go on forever, kind of like Marlon the Elite. It's going to kind of have a set date.
A story.
Like, as far as...
An actual story.
Like, we've reached the climax of the overall story arc.
I think...
And then...
I was just going to make it until we're done with the story, have as many episodes as we need, and then just be done when it's done.
Yes.
Not, like, 10 episodes.
We're not going to do it's not going to be a seasonal kind of show. It's going to be, like...
I think it was the John Adams TV show that was, like, on HBO or something, where it had a limited run.
I don't think it's ever been done before on TV, where instead of just having a season, and then a big break, and then another season, just gonna go on until it's done. It has an actual story, like...
We might take, like, a break. It won't... I'm not sure if we're going to officially call it, like,
a season,
but...
Just a break. But
yeah.
We still don't know.
You know, for, like, Christmas and stuff.
And making Marlins. We have other stuff to do than just this.
Yeah, that's why it hasn't been worked on as much.
Apparently,
as we'd like to,
like,
have been working on it.
Like, the fans are wanting Marlin right now, because they don't know
what we have in store.
They don't know how good Trace is actually going to be. I'm sure not, like, the people who read your blog, I know some people actually do.
And it's not called
Have you actually talked to them? Because I think that, like, no one reads my blog. I saw that at least one person did when I posted the thing on the YouTube channel saying, hey, there's going to be new pictures of Marlin 21. Come check them out. And one person, I noticed the little thing on the poll, it changed. So it was, I know one person at least saw it.
So we did get eight
votes. That means eight different people.
No, it was seven before, and then I reopened it, and then one more person.
I know, that's eight votes. The eight total votes. So
I think maybe I should put a counter up there. The only thing is that then I won't know how many times someone actually visited, or how many times I visited.
Obviously, I visit a lot, too.
So
just block out our IP addresses if you could.
Yeah.
If you can't, but anyway.
So anyway, that's
what I was saying is that,
well, you can put a can.
I was saying that the fans don't know anything about it, so they're just like, you know, Keith Marlin's coming.
Yeah.
Well, we're like,
and they will keep coming.
They will.
They will.
We're not gonna sabotage it, do you?
No. Oh no.
In fact, we've already finished season 5.
We have another episode.
That's like the video on Bungie, where Frankie was pretending to be Marty O'Donnell, and was like, I've already finished the music for Halo 4. I work very far in advance.
Yeah, we
like he's saying something about his singing. Like,
oh, you know what?
Because they smoke 30 cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know what? 5 seconds ago, we just finished season 6. that's how fast we work.
No, but we do have most, if not all, episodes planned out for season 3, so it's definitely going to keep going.
We got plenty of plot ideas. It's just
We're just kind of refining
them and putting them into their correct order.
Yeah, we actually do that strategically.
If you didn't notice, if the episodes
have to be moved around, we'll move them around.
There's no way 13 would have come before 14. I mean, the other way around. Number 14 would have come before.
But
13. It's just not going to happen, you guys.
But, like, some episodes, like episode 8, I think it was, the dealership, that was going to be, originally, we were going to do that in Halo 2.
It was going to be episode 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, although, I'm not sure.
But then
sure.
We learned about Forge.
Yeah, I think that was why we moved it back, because we heard about Forge, and we're like, you know, this is going to be really easy if we just do it with Halo 3 and Forge.
Forge makes everything so much easier.
And then again, it also raises the bar. Just like Verizon Wireless. No, wait. That's AT&T.
No, Singular raising the bar.
Oh.
You suck.
Singular's not even around anymore.
I know. I miss that little orange guy.
They always had cool commercials with it, the dancing orange guy. But I never liked
it. Yes.
I didn't like the commercials.
The only reason I like AT&T is because they have the iPhone. If it wasn't for that, then they'd completely...
Well, you know...
Suck.
You can actually get it on a different network.
I know.
Like, taxes for people who don't like AT&T.
Yeah, I know you can, like, jailbreak it and stuff, but then your warranty goes out, and if your iPhone, like, falls off a cliff and hits Kyle in the head and it shatters into a million pieces, then that sucks.
Okay, my head is rock solid.
Yes.
I will break your iPhone if you want to. You don't
have it. Yeah. Neither do you.
Yes, we do. My dad does. Got it for free from work.
Lucky. So, I think we've talked enough about random stuff and what we're doing.
So now it's time to review something. I actually like it.
Yeah. One more thing.
Oh, forums.
I already kind of mentioned quickly that we have new, brand new forums.
And if it's... I don't... Because we're recording this early. Don't know if it's going to be on your blog, on the website, or in the description.
You know what? I think it's gonna be all three. Yay! You should be able to click on links to the forums.
From everywhere!
Yeah, on our main website, on my blog, and probably in the...
You'd have to click Marlon, over.
The description over. For Marlon Dealey episode 21. Okay, so, now for the Clone Wars, as we know, it's a movie that came out. And there's going to be a TV show also. They haven't officially released when the TV show is coming out. We're thinking it's October 3rd.
You hear there's going to be an episode just about Kit Fisto? And Seth Green is going to play Kit Fisto?
Seth Green's going to play Kit Fisto?
Yeah, and there's going to be an episode just about Kit Fisto.
I didn't know that. I knew that there was like an episode about Kit Fisto with his Padawan, like going around and then they find General Grievous.
I didn't know he had a Padawan.
He does now.
I didn't even know Anakin had a Padawan.
Yeah.
It was weird how it was supposed to be Obi-Wan, and then Yoda's like, hell no.
So, alright. Kyle, why don't I start with you? What was your favorite part of the Clone Wars movie?
The part where everyone was shooting their guns and whatever, man.
Which specific battle scene?
Probably the...
Number 4 out of 52.
I basically like the whole every battle scene was fun, except that Dooku one with Anakin. That one was actually not very exciting.
I agree, it wasn't as exciting
as it should have been because it's Count freaking Dooku.
The one which I, the only fight scene which I. Very kind of strongly agree with how it fell into place. Was
Obi-Wan versus
No, I didn't mind that one. The one that I did mind was the one where they're in the spaceship flying over Tatooine and then they get attacked by the Grievous' bodyguards in the ships. And it's at that point when I really felt like all of Ahsoka's dialogue in that was just annoying. I was kind of okay with, like, here and there were lines in the movie which I kind of cringed at. Yeah.
I know.
But this is, like, the only scene where I can kind of say, all the stuff that she says here, I don't like.
No, you don't say it like that. You go...
For all of those...
He
plugged his ears.
I put my two index fingers into my ears, like this.
Insert it.
See if you can hear it.
Probably could.
I could, though.
Alright. What was your least favorite part of the movie, Kyle?
Uncle Zero sounded like a girl.
I actually thought that was kind of funny. Okay.
And stupid Padme didn't sound like stupid Padme.
Alright.
And C-3PO wasn't in it enough. He was in, like, two scenes, and they were both super short. What?
Alright, Kevin. Why don't I ask you what your least favorite part of the movie was first?
He's gonna say the whole thing. Yeah,
you're gonna ask me my favorite part first.
No, you're just gonna say, like, something like the end.
No, I know my favorite part.
Okay, kind of. What was your favorite part?
It was the part where, you remember where they had all climbed up on that cliffy thing?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
And Anakin was surrounded by everybody. And then you saw them all falling off the cliff.
Uh-huh.
I like when
you know, that battle droid fell off, and then the other one was like, "Sergeant, come back here."
Yeah, all the stuff with the battle droids, like,
they made
the
so
lines,
dumb.
They made them
I
dumb.
I thought it was kind of funny at the
they
beginning
made them
where,
dumb
they, where they were like,
and
retreat, and then they're like, Roger. Otherwise, my least favorite part was the rest of it.
I know. Well, they just made them, they turned battle droids into comical characters, which they shouldn't really be.
I didn't mind it that much. I preferred that over Jar Jar, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I think I heard that Jar Jar's gonna be in the TV series.
Come on! They need to kill him off, and they didn't.
What was your...
I would like to see his head chopped off on ITV. By Jedi, I gotta see it. I can't stand you anymore.
Alright, Here's a good question that I just came up with, because I'm smart. Besides the characters that reappear, like Obi-Wan, Anakin, Yoda, characters that we've seen in the movies, what was your favorite new character, new to this?
I'm going to have to say that that guy that Obi-Wan was negotiating with.
Oh, yeah, General Lotham.
Oh, really quickly, did you hear, you know how James Arnold Taylor plays?
Yeah, Obi-Wan.
Right? Well, did you notice when he was, like, screaming battle orders, he even got the scream right? Like, it sounded exactly like him. Yeah. Like, he's really good. He also played Steve Carell in the Office game, I think. Yeah, it was nice.
Maybe it was...
Oh, it might have been the Over the Hedge game.
He played Obi-Wan in the other cartoon in the Clone Wars video game.
Did they pick a new guy for Anakin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically...
The new guy was in Heroes.
Basically...
I'm sorry, I was saying.
Basically, after Attack of the Clones, anything media that came out, like video games and like the cartoon and stuff, he did the voice for Obi-Wan.
Anyway, my favorite new character is definitely not Ahsoka and not Uncle Zero.
Okay.
Or the baby.
Yeah.
My favorite new character was probably General Lipton.
Okay.
Brand new character. How about you?
Alright. General Loathsome is kind of a cool character. Although, and as well as,
what about the new
Uncle Zero?
What about the new Asajj?
Just because he's funny.
What about the new Asajj voice?
I didn't...
It doesn't sound the same.
I didn't mind it. Didn't hate it.
I didn't like it, but I didn't, like, hate it, so...
Mm-hmm. I would say probably Captain Rex. That was the main... The kind of clone guy with the blue.
Oh, I forgot about him. He's cool.
He was in the movies, though.
No, he
that
wasn't.
That was Cody.
Yeah. He's in it, too, but he's not me.
Rex was cool. Yeah. I wonder who played him. Was it that guy who played him in the movie? Whoever it was, did he get it?
So I'd say he's my favorite new character, and then followed by, even though this is just like a minor, super minor character, General Loathsome's droid with the bunny ears.
I remember that.
He has like the intercom thing, and then he like picks it up with his ears and lifts it up so Loathsome can see it. And then, it turns out at one point, he gets, like, blasted and shot and killed.
Okay.
So, anyway. Yeah, alright, Kyle.
Yeah.
How many stars would you rate this out of 5?
Flat 4.
Okay. Kevin?
2 to 2.5.
2 to 2.5?
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, I was expecting 1. I was expecting 0 out of 5.
Alright, I would say...
5, right?
No.
4.99999909.
01. Somewhere around 4 to 4.5. Kind of around in that area. So yeah, I think that's all that...
I just yawned. That's the end.
I think that's all that we have for right now, unless we want to talk about something else, like...
Oh, Bush, you can't.
Oh, yeah, that.
See, as of, you want September 4th?
Yeah, why don't we do that, since this is when it's coming out.
Well, today, I'll do today really quickly. Probably can't scream that bad, so 150.
All right, 150 when we're recording this.
September 4th. Okay, 138.
Alright, as you're listening to this, it's, or hopefully when you're listening to this, it's 138 days. Don't forget to vote, people. Okay, so I think...
Ooh.
Damn it. Is there any other movies that we wanted to talk about besides the Clone Wars before we...
Go see The Rock.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
We haven't talked about that.
We have to talk about that.
Okay. Alright, what did you think?
Let's just say 4¾ stars.
I swear
stars.
We talked about that one too.
4¾ stars because it was good.
What was your favorite part of it?
The Jerky's laugh was awesome. No, probably when that girl died and he killed him. I like the first scene with Batman where everybody's blamed him.
Wear hockey pants.
My favorite scene. Anyway, the whole thing was great.
Joker's jokes, and that it was way better than the person. And Two-Face was like really cool.
Alright. My favorite kind of scene was the part where they're transporting Harvey Dent in the truck and then the Joker attacks, and that whole kind of chase until the very end when they capture the Joker, like with the whole flipping the truck thing and stuff. That was kind of like my favorite scene
throughout the movie. In all the rock songs, there's always a guitar solo, and in every action movie, the guitar solo would have to be the chase scene, you know? It's always a chase scene.
Although during that chase movie, which is my favorite, there's no music whatsoever.
What? You mean the chase scene?
Yeah, that's what I said, the chase scene.
In the Dark Knight?
Oh.
In the Dark Knight?
No, in the Dark Knight, the one scene that I like the best, the action scene, the old truck chase thing.
Were you paying attention to the fact that there was no music?
I just took note of it.
They actually showed Heath Ledger's face with no makeup in the movie.
Prosthetic makeup.
No face paint makeup.
Was it that the guy
where he had the gun and was shooting up?
Was that supposed to be the Joker?
Yeah.
There?
Did you not know that?
I thought that
he couldn't have had his makeup there and just. Otherwise, everyone would have known it was him.
Thought that all those guys were just guys that he'd gotten off the street and maybe he cut their mouth open as well.
No, it was just one guy like that, and it was the Joker. Pay attention!
Oh. Sorry.
Okay, Will.
Wait.
Go see Tropic Thunder.
Kyle, what was your least favorite part of the movie?
Whenever the girl talked. There's Kevin, by the way. Kyle, what's your least favorite part?
Kyle's least favorite part. Gotta be that opening sequence with the...
Was it when Kevin stopped talking?
It was like the opening sequence with the
bank robbery.
The bank rob. It's like everybody does a bank rob movie. Nobody wants to see those anymore. Stop. Otherwise, the movie is good.
Right. I tend to say it's Kevin when like the girl talked.
Oh, I don't like her either.
And they replaced it.
Yeah.
It used to be Katie Holmes.
And now the character's dead.
I think Katie Holmes...
Too bad she did.
Katie Holmes
didn't... She would have made a buttload of money.
Katie Holmes didn't want to do it. Like, it's Batman. You're going to make a ton of money. Why'd you turn it down? Kristen Bale didn't turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have made as much money if he said he didn't die.
I know
that. I have a feeling so, but that's kind of unfortunate.
You know, the trailers had way too much Heath Ledger in it.
Yeah.
Like, almost no Batman. The movie had almost no Batman in it. I think they should have renamed it The Joker, because it wasn't about Batman, it was about the Joker. One of the few movies with more than one villain, Joker and Two-Face.
Yeah, kind of like Batman. All the Batman movies.
All the Batman movies have two villains, but...
What about Spider-Man? In the third one, there's the Sandman, there was Venom, and there's the Goblin.
What was he called? The Goblin Junior, the Mini Goblin, something.
Well, I
the
think
new
we're
goblin.
Done here.
Oh, yeah,
because we're getting so off topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, Kevin. For really quickly, what do you rate it? Dark Knight.
4.
All right. 4. I'd say 4.5.
It was really long, though. What if you have to pee and you don't want to miss any? You're like, it's like only halfway through.
No. Unfortunately, there isn't much
much
that you can miss in understanding the story, except action sequences, like the truck scene. That would be the only potty break that
you wouldn't miss it because it's so cool.
Yeah, so...
And Morgan Freeman was in it.
Yeah.
He was in the first one.
I know, but he was in the second one.
No!
Okay, anyway, bye-bye.
Alright, so, quickly, let's give you our info.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, go to our website, thomasproductionsinc.com, and it's new.
And youtube.com/user/thomasproductions.
Actually, you can just go youtube.com/thomasproductions, and work, too. To see our videos, subscribe to our videos on YouTube. Don't forget to read my blog, because I post a lot of news there and stuff, and what we're doing with Marlon and Treyas.
Yeah, maybe we can do a video
stuff
about that and say it's really important if you want to be updated on everything Marlon. Read that frickin' blog.
We could do that. And, of course, we need some content for this podcast, and we haven't been getting any.
So, includes, email and call.
Yes,
guys.
Emails and voicemails. Our email address is podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. Again, podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
In the description, too, because everyone reads the description. I mean, you'll see in the comments people post about your descriptions. Mm-hmm.
That could be. And then also, call us at. Alright, I'm going to try and do this without looking at it. 208-474-2690.
You got it. Let me try.
Again.
208-474-6930.
Nope.
Here. Let me try. Wait. 1-208-474-2690.
Yes. Yay. So, again, that's 208-474-2690. Please call in. Just say hi or tell
us
about something.
Say how much you love me.
Tell us about something. Or,
what's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? Who's your favorite Thomas Jackson's member, Kyle?
Or maybe call in with a character impression from the Marlon the Elite series, maybe.
That would be fun. Oh, contest.
Corey Von Sexy, Marlon,
Lemon Man. Like, who can do the best Marlon impression?
That might be a good one for later in the future, if we could actually give something away. Give something away for free? Oh my gosh!
A voice cameo. Oh yeah, that guy can... They get to do one Marlon line in the whole episode. And they're really short one. Like,
yes! No. Maybe?
So.
True, Lemon Man.
Or, let's go!
Or, hi. Was that the line that we had so much trouble with figuring out what Lemon Man should say? Let's go.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't say anything.
Yeah, it'd be like, alright, let's go. Let's go!
You guys wouldn't know what we're talking about, even if you've seen it. Well, maybe you might. Never mind. It's like Lane recorded the worst line he could for Lemon Man to ever learn. Yeah, Lane records all the stuff and then we come over and record. It smells like poo in here.
Kyle
didn't fart.
I'm not talking about farting, Kyle.
Kyle didn't poo-poo either. Lane poo-pooed. Okay. It does! Ugh.
Okay, bye. Anyway. See you in, like, a couple months.
See you next year.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Lane.
And I'm Kevin.
Bogus galore.